There we go.
We are live.
I feel like I'm dead.
There we go. All right, we're live. Ain't nobody in here yet, but we in here. That man, there's such a delay. That's funny. Anyway, so the party starts at 6.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Is things going to be a lot like they were last year, Teresa, where we don't have too many prying eyes on us at all times?
Well.
You never know.
You just never know. Because we are right on Main Street in the middle of the town.
Right. So. Okay. So really and truly, we don't want any liquor sales at whatever, illegal liquor sales, because that could look bad on our festival, right?
It could. Yeah.
Okay. It could. Okay. Well, we boosted on the upper. We went from 4 to 11 people like that. So that's a good thing.
40-11.
13. Get a lucky number 13.
Don't forget my kegs, Tom.
Oh, I won't. I won't. I'll put them in the car here. Well, I'll put them in the car Thursday night. Because Wes has got one, too. We got these little pony kegs, Donnie, and they're 3 gallons.
Wow.
You know, you got the 15 and like 7.5s, and you can find 5s. These were literally 3 gallon brand new kegs, still in bubble wrap. Never had a drop of liquid in them.
Wow.
Yeah. We was feeling them was going to get, aren't you going to use it for like thumper kegs, Phil?
No, like, I'm going to make it a little stovetop keg still. They're going to be cool as hell. They're going to have copper top in. They're going to be cool.
Because we got a bunch of 5 gallons, last year or this past fall, something like that, 5 gallons for stove tops. But these, dude, I ain't lying to you. I don't think these things are 20 inches long.
They're cool. a little 6 or 7 inch column on top of it, copper column. And I'm going to have a little condenser coming off the side. They're going to be cool as hell. You'll be able to make liquor right there on your stove.
Let me see if we got any more. I've got to get
We got bigger.
Hey, smaller, bigger.
I don't know if I come or not.
I've got to get like 4, 5, 6 more before daggone Hillbilly Jam. So
yeah.
If you want any more, Phil, I'll let you know.
All right. I'm good with those. What I get?
Four
of them.
You got 4, and Wes got 1.
As long as I get to keep 1 for myself and sell the other 3 after I'm done building, I'm good with that. So, what's you guys' favorite part of this festival? I know it's your festival when you put it on, but what do you look forward to the most when every year?
I just like everybody getting together and seeing everybody is what I like the most.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Everybody just like family, you know.
Right. You kind of can catch up with people you haven't seen since last year during the festival season. So that's our favorite part, yeah, getting to see everybody. And, of course, the whole week, the whole hanging out. Exactly, hanging out.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, that's what Bill and Rachel said. No matter about winning or losing Master Distiller or being on the show or whatever, it's literally all the people that – we ended up being really good friends with. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Just,
yeah. You know,
that was the best thing.
Hell yeah. I wish I could make it this year, but I'm not. I will try my best to be there next year and come hang out. I've already got 2 festivals this year that I'm going to. I wish I'd have made it to Beatty. I went to New Strattsville last year. And yeah. I wish I'd have went to Beattyville instead. I don't know, man. New Strattsville wasn't my thing. It wasn't real. Many moonshiners there at all?
That was one of the first festivals that we went to together.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Not many people even knew what moonshine was there when I went.
Right.
I was like, what's going on with it? And there was supposed to be a still running. There wasn't. Yeah. It was It was a little wild.
That's the thing we try to do at our festival to make it a little bit unique. We tie in the history element. We do a panel discussion where we pull all the moonshiners that are willing to get up on stage, and we poll questions to them, you know, from the audience or wherever, and try to emphasize on the history and the old ways of making moonshine.
Yeah, you did that Q&A last year with Van and all them up on the stage. I remember that. That was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Are we going to have another beard contest? I know I can beat Donnie this year.
He can beat me.
Yes.
Granny can beat me this year.
Yeah, we 14-year-old boy just reaching puberty can beat you.
Yeah, right. We have a better than bourbon beard contest and a hotter than liquor legs contest. So, yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be hotter than hail, I know that.
It's going to be hotter than liquor hail, ain't it? Well, good deal. I always look forward to this one. I love this festival. I really, really like this festival. It's one of my favorites. I like you said, it's just kind of laid back, you know, and just, you know, I really, hey, Teresa, why can't we talk them into letting us set up a moonshine still and run a liquor on the main street? See, you know, for demonstration purposes only.
Well, you could actually run water through one right now during this festival if you wish. You just couldn't actually run liquor through it. I think eventually we could make that happen, you know, next year when we look ahead.
It's happened before. They just don't know.
Right. Well, I was just wondering, you know, I mean, that would be kind of cool to literally, you know, have some real mash.
I'm going
to
leave the conversation for just a minute. Now I'm back. We'll move on.
Rewind. Woo, 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 woo. Rewind. Chop that up. Don't splice it. That's not, we ain't on live right now. Just it's okay. Okay. All right. We're back. But no, I think it would be kind of neat for people because, you know, with me and Phil running this, the Moonshine Militia page and, you know, some other stuff we're involved with, people's always asking about gravity, starting gravity, you know, just asking all these questions, which we don't care to answer. I just think it would be kind of neat for people to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
What a mash actually, and let them taste it, you know, how sour and bitter it is, you know, just little things, you know.
Right.
So I think that would be kind of neat.
Yeah.
So. I just think that would be cool. I don't know. I mean, we could dump it all down the drain, do whatever we needed to do to, you know, make sure nobody got in no trouble. But I just
That's
think
what we did right. Time.
Yeah, dumped it up. Now, out by the creek. Out right behind the van in the creek, right there. Yeah. So, what do you think? Would you? If you had it to do all over again, would you get back on the show?
I don't know about that. I'm glad we was on the show. I don't know if I'd do it again.
I guess the one thing you don't consider, or I didn't really think a lot about, was the critics that are out there and the hate that is involved being, you know, on a national or international TV show. And then you've got social media where people want to be really ugly and keyboard warriors and all that stuff. We never even took that into consideration.
That stuff bothered me.
Yeah. Well, they didn't really say that much about you, you know.
No, but I read I read some of the stuff back in the day that they said about you. And here I'm, you know, I'm fighting with some bitch from Washington State. You know what I mean? And he don't know me. I don't know him, but I'm defending you for no reason because he's just a keyboard bunch of BS. You know what I'm saying? You know. Yeah. They did something about Amanda, you know, the other day. They was like, well, I wonder if she can even make a sandwich. And I'm like, and I started typing. Why? You know.
You guys got to ignore that shit, man.
Yeah, you can't pay no attention to that.
Well, I didn't go on the show, you know, as an expert moonshiner. I didn't. I went on there to be Donnie's helper and to learn how to do it. So, you know, I didn't claim to be any kind of expert. So, but they tore me up.
And they told you what clothes to wear, too.
Yeah, and I mean, they picked, the producers of the show picked out the clothes they wanted me to wear. It wasn't my...
That's what they was mad about.
You know.
Oh, I'm reading that shit. just makes it worse. You're better off not even reading it.
Oh, right.
I'm telling you, just ignore any of that. If people like you, they'll find you, they'll talk to you, and that's it. I mean, if you spend time reading it and letting it go into your brain, it's like a virus.
Yeah,
it will screw you up later. If I read and took any of that shit serious, yeah. I wouldn't nobody even know. You know what I mean? I'd have quit a long time ago because I get some comments on there. But I fish for them on purpose. Like I'll give them a reason to comment just because that makes like what I do when I make videos. It makes them go more viral. Like the more comments, even if it's hate. And you know, that sometimes I'll get paid from that shit. So ignore that shit. Don't let that shit ever bother you.
Just like the scene where the mash, she tasted it. She said, oh, yeah, it's ready. It's good and sweet. I told her to do that on purpose, you know. But
right.
More people like to die over that.
But you got to be like Phil. And I'm bad about it. Phil said the famous words, post and ghost. Just post that shit and walk away. Don't worry about it. Just get away from it. It ain't worth all the headache. It's not.
On the show, I wanted to just lay around and have her do all the work. You know, I thought that would have been awesome. And they wouldn't go for that. They said that'd be the Hades man in America.
What was his plan?
I mean, you ain't far from that now, buddy. You know, she does everything anyway.
Yeah, she hurry up, get that run. She still had time over grass and mow some wood and bring it in, you know.
That's right.
And then rub my feet.
That's the only thing we need. Just a woman that can do all that stuff and then rub her feet at the end of the day. That's all we need. make a good hot ham sandwich and a cold beer, and then, you know, make sure my recliner's cleaned out from all the kids' crumbs and everything. We're good to go. That's all I want. That's what Ginger does for me. Just kidding, babe. Shit. Kidding. Don't throw nothing at
me. You know what's funny is I could have been the first one on that show. And when I was asked, I was like, well, hell no, I don't want to be on TV making moonshine. I didn't know no better, you know. But I could have been the first one.
But who would have thought that it would have blowed up like it did?
Right. Well, I didn't know, you know.
Well, it's just kind of like the whole Duck Dynasty thing. You know, they was just trying to more or less do some hilarious, funny stuff. You know, they didn't think it would blow up like it did, just like the Moonshiner. So they're going to run one or two seasons, you know, blah, blah. Shit. It blowed up. I wish you would have got on then. See, you could be sitting up there in that big fine cabin up on the mountains and everything else.
Yeah, drawing like a stovepipe.
Wait a minute. You are sitting in the damn cabin up in the middle of the mountains.
Yeah, but I ain't drawing like a stovepipe.
No. You sure could. You could have a brick shit house right now if you wanted to.
I ain't got one, man.
Hey, Phil, have you ever seen that?
What?
He's literally got a brick shit house out back.
Really?
I swear to God. I'll take a picture Friday and I'll send it to you.
I've never seen one, so I had to build one.
Yeah.
I got some friends that got a place there in Kentucky, and they got a shit house out front. They got a pond. Right on the other side of the pond is a shit house, and they got a tractor, and they got a backhoe, and they dug it out. They got a 55-gallon steel barrel in there, and it's just like a wooden like thing you sit on, and it's got a toilet seat, and you poop right down in a 55-gallon drum. And it stinks like a motherfucker, dude. They ain't even got none of that blue shit in there. It's just poop in a barrel. That's all it is, man. There's no blue stuff or nothing.
You got to put a little lime or something in it.
It's a good thing mine is. I think they put a little bit of that. One day.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll get you some pictures, Phil. You just wait. As a matter of fact, I think Donnie, no, who was it? Them damn M Hillbillies or something like that did a video coming out of it last year, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure enough. Okay, so vendors can set up on Friday, people, and then what time does it start on Saturday?
It starts at 10 officially. We're going to close the streets down starting at 5 on Friday night. So vendors can start setting up anytime after 5. We've got a map that we're going to send out to everybody with their number and where they're going to be, what particular space they're going to be in. So okay. Try to make it set up a little bit easier so everybody knows in advance where they're going to be at on the street.
Good deal.
Set up real fast and come to the cab.
Exactly. And then right. The party. The pre-party.
The pre-party starts out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right next to Walmart.
Yeah. Right down the road from Walmart. It ain't that far on the map. What's it ain't that far.
110 miles.
My God. You get to the end of the road there in Richmond, you know, going that back way right there. And when you cross the railroad tracks, I swear to you, GPS says you 3 miles away. It takes another 37 minutes from right there just because hell.
Hey, what's the address of the festival?
What's the address of the festival?
204 Main Street.
204 Main Street. Yeah, they talk about down the dragon over here's got 113 curves in. I'm like, shit, y'all ain't never been to Donnie Benton's house.
What do they call that one here that we have?
Ride the River Dragon.
Yeah.
Is it a part of the Devil's Triangle or something like that up there or something? I can't remember.
No, it's actually a blacktop road from here to Bighorn Lake State Park. But we're part of the Backroads of Appalachia Trails, and that's one of the trails that start here in our little town. It's called the Ride the River Dragon. We're the birthplace of the Kentucky River. The forks of the river come together in our downtown to form the Kentucky River. So we promote the river as often as we can, and that's why we call it Ride the River Dragon.
Ride the River Dragon. That's right. There's Beattyville.
There we are.
Is that it? I can't see
I'm trying to squint and see.
So we're going to have some grass to set on?
I don't know where that is. I can't tell.
It says 204 Main Street.
Oh, I see the church up there. I see the church.
That's not the right place.
Yeah. I don't know. Not either.
Oh, that's the Episcopal Church. Okay. So that's on the bypass road that's behind Main Street.
Yeah, there you go. Go,
keep coming back here. Down to the bottom there, Phil.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
See where that little blue thing is?
Right in the middle. Right
here? Yeah. Right above it's Main Street, right there. Yeah. Where the...
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we're on down a pretty good ways then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right there's the Valero and everything where I set up, where me and Stevie and everybody set up last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
On up the street or down the street, depending on which way you're going.
Which way? It depends on which way you're walking.
Yeah.
Up the street or down the street. Well, that's good. I tell you, I love this festival. I can't wait to get there. How far from the back of the dragon?
Do what?
John Bent says, how far from the back of the dragon? I don't even know where the back of the dragon is unless that's one you were just talking about.
No, the back of the dragon is that one that's like the tail of the dragon and all of
those? That's one over here by my house. That's the dragon, I guess. Yeah. You know, tail of the dragon, they call it or whatever. Yeah, piss off, okay. John Bent. I'll tell you what, though, John Bench makes the blueberry cobbler. It is the second best winning liquor I've ever tasted. It's in Kentucky, but not sure where. I don't know. Back of the dragon.
I'm not for sure.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that one. I'll have to look it up, see where it is.
Back of the dragon.
I'll finish that, that habanero. And mango habanero, Bents. It's pretty good. I can't wait for you to try it. I got 3 jars of it.
You going to send one down with Easy for me?
Man, if I sent something with him, he'd fart in it before he got it to you.
All right. I'll blow the fog off the top up before I taste it in here.
All right. I'll send it with him.
Oh, that's funny.
I'll try it.
Okay, so and then what time's it over with Saturday night?
Well, Blake, the headliner concert starts at 7. So he said today, we talked to him for a little while. He said he's going to do a 2.5 hour show.
So wow.
We'll be there we'll be there till about 9:30. So.
Wow. That's awesome. Blake puts on such a good show.
Yeah, he does.
Blake hasn't, he's never played here. So we're really excited to have him. And he's promised us a hell of a show. So sounds That's like awesome. He's going to follow through with that.
I guess I can fill in if he needs me to.
Yeah, you can be a backup singer.
I was going to say, what if we get up here and stage be a backup singer? He just has to sing something we know, Donnie, and I don't know too many. So.
Y'all run all the people off.
Oh, yeah. I can't sing a lick.
His 2.5 hour show just went to 35 minutes. Five of that's just us getting that key.
That's the Moonshine Festival. Won't nobody be able to tell the difference between you and him. Everybody be
right.
Hitting that corn liquor when it gets late enough.
They be like, damn, he sounds good. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, man, I tell you. So, and they got all kinds of places. That Mexican place I do know of that to eat, you know, and we still should have plenty of food vendors and stuff set up right there, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We got the local Shrine Club that fix hamburgers and hot dogs and french fries, and we got a barbecue vendor, fudges and cakes and sweets of all kinds, and kettle corn and pork rinds and lemonade, and there's quite a few food vendors.
Good deal.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
I'm ready for supper.
Ain't nothing better than festival food for a while.
Oh, no.
For a while, then it about the day after is when you regret eating festival food.
Right. I tell you, at Maggie Valley last year, there was this truck and they had fresh donuts and they had like all these different kinds of donuts.
Oh, yeah.
By the time that I ate them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, dude, by the time the festival was over, I tried every type. Like, they had some that were like maple bacon. They had some, what's that cereal? Fruity Pebbles donut. Man, I ate every kind they had.
Yeah.
I had diabetes by the time it was over.
Let's not talk about that.
I got diabetes.
Well, as long as y'all don't put him on a raft before this, we'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, his legs. I've never seen legs. So that's what I was going to die.
Man, I tell you, I think I was telling Sean Rigsby about it. I said, man, y'all, I said, it scared me. Yeah. And I know it scared y'all.
Well, they hadn't seen the sunlight in 30 years.
was that before Babyville? Or was that at Hillbilly Jam?
Hillbilly Jam. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we went to Cherokee. Yeah, hell, it lasted for 3 or 4 hours going down that river. You know,
we had never rolled with those little tube. You know, we'd never went on one of those little tubing trips, so we didn't really know. We didn't think to put any sunscreen on. We just thought we'd hop in the river and be there for a few minutes and be done. Oh. It went on forever, didn't it?
Hell yeah.
No, I'll never forget that. I just couldn't remember. You come up to me and you was like, yeah, man, I got sunburn. I'm like, yeah, you be all right. You pulled them legs up. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? Fuck.
That's awful.
Yeah, well, it's just purple, dude. They were.
I lost every layer of skin that you can lose.
Dang. It was real bad, Phil. Shoo.
Dude, yeah, I'll tell you one of the worst.
But. All the women felt sorry for me, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure they did. They all tried to give him remedies. I'm telling you, everything from, like, peeing in a paper bag and laying it on the sunscreen. They had creams that had pot in it. They had, and moonshine creams. I mean, why not rub some alcohol on there, you know? That'll make it all better.
Pee on my legs.
Dang.
One of the worst times I've ever had in my life was tubing. Down South Carolina. Man, I went tubing with these fellers, and it was just supposed to be a couple hours, and it was sun up to sun down. I was so wore out. Like, my skin felt like it was falling off the bone because I've been in the water so long. I'm like, and the whole time I'm like, Jamie, when's it going to end? When are we going to be getting out of this water? And it was just cliffs on both sides of us. And, right. and I'm like, man, I'm about to climb up there. And he's like, one of them farmers will shoot you. You go on their land. And I'm like, dude, I'm stuck in this water.
You sure got a pretty mouth.
yeah. I'm telling you, it was dark. I'm like, how much more? And every time he's like, just right up around the bend, just right up around the bend. He kept doing that all day and all night. And I was like, man, go call me a damn chopper and come get my ass. I'm drowned. I'm dead. I was ready to drown. I was done.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But yeah, I never went with them fuckers again. I never went tubing. I go tubing somewhere else. I'm gonna go, you don't go tubing in South Carolina, dude. I'm telling you right now. Yeah.
Sure, that lasted what, 3 or 4 hours? Probably. I never thought it'd be that long either. It probably.
Well, like you said, your daggone poor old legs ain't seen daylight in 30 years.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts, you know.
You just come out looking like a neon sign.
You know, I'm working a little flap in the back end. That's what I'm going to wear.
You went from pearly white legs to purple white, purple legs in just a few hours.
Yeah, I know.
Damn.
It was awful.
Like you said, I didn't know you had that many layers of skin to peel off. Oh. Okay, so we got Friday. We're going to set up all that stuff. We got the pre-party. If you don't know where
the live band and everything at the party.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You going to set them up on your new stage?
Yeah, yeah.
Good deal.
They might melt down. It's going to be so hot. But
well, hopefully by that time, let's see.
Yeah, the stage ends up there by 6 o'clock. So
oh, yeah, that's true.
It won't be too bad. We'll put a couple fans up there for them.
Going to have to do something. Who's playing? Anybody we heard of or just the local boys?
They're local.
Is it bluegrass?
Well, no, this one, they sing rock and roll and country bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then this one boy sounds just like Tyler Childers. I mean, identical, if not better.
Well, hey, Tyler just lives down the road. He ain't up there.
Yeah, he just lives, I don't know, 3 or 4 miles down the road.
We need to get him up there.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that'd be
they
cool.
Won't let him
you
down
guys would be.
Where he's under contract, they won't let him down.
Wonder how much it'd cost to get him up there.
Oh, I'd say it'd be $20,000 now.
Every bit of it. Every bit of it.
Yeah.
We ain't got that kind of budget up there.
No.
Well, you wouldn't. I mean, it'd be twice as packed as what it's going to be. It'd be off the hook. You had Tyler Childers there.
Oh, yeah.
So, is there any admission to get into the festival or anything like that? Yeah, I'm just asking. I'm just covering questions somebody might ask.
No, there's no charge.
No charge to get in, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I'm telling you. I know I've said it 15 times, but I absolutely love this event. This is my favorite one, I guarantee you. I'm going to tell everybody, y'all get in here. I'll ask some questions.
All of the distilleries that are on the Moonshine Trail are going to be there, too. We've got, hang on, and I'll tell you names of all of them. We've got Barrel House Distillery, Neely Family Distillery, Kentucky Mountain Moonshine, Castle and Key Distillery, Poly Hollow Distillery, Regeneration Distillery, Kentucky Mist Distillery. So we've got several distilleries from Kentucky that are going to be there.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
I wonder if Donnie's phone. No, there you go. What happened?
I don't know. We never touched nothing.
I don't know. You just went away in a hurry. I sent the link to George. Let's see if old Hatchet George will come up there and get into live with us.
Hey, Lord.
I thought that was funny. Somebody posted that little video. What was it, last year? What year before? Whenever he's dancing with that hatchet. I was like, I got the extended version if y'all want to see it. I got all of it. sitting there hee haw laughing. He's like, damn, I didn't know that song was that long. Oh, Lord.
We had a good time that weekend, didn't we?
That's one of them ones I'll never forget. Oh, I run into Tracy last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming back. They'll be here.
Yeah, he'll be there. Yeah, we went out to eat dinner with him and everything, so we had a big time. I don't let me forget to tell y'all the story. I have to tell it in private though about old Big Sean Peterman and some crazy girl at Popcorn. Yeah, that was
Yeah.
I hate
when that happens.
Yeah. She was over there and she just had to hold his beard and she's stroking his beard. About 5 hours later, he had a damn screwdriver to his belly and she wouldn't let him leave the hotel door.
That's my kind of girl right there, son.
Oh, I'm telling you, she hid his cigarettes, hid his car keys, all kinds of good stuff. He said, when I finally got broke free, he said, I was dodging in and out of the pillars of the hotel trying to hide. I said, look like a damn gray squirrel running around through there looking and trying to keep from you. He didn't find you.
Hey, if she tries to stab you, you know she's the one.
Yeah.
She's a keeper, ain't she?
That's right.
We get no ideals over
there. Well, Granny over there sharpening up a kitchen knife. Oh, mercy.
Yeah. Well,
I was hoping somebody going. Let's see. I'm telling you, you'll see. So there's no admission. Got black. Who else is coming up to sing? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm just kind of asking if you got it there in front of you.
Well, we have local people too. A little girl named Shelby Davis. She's a local singer and she has a beautiful voice. Kind of puts you in mind of maybe Miranda Lambert or something. We have a local bluegrass band that's going to be playing. And
that bluegrass band that was in Maggie Valley is coming.
Yeah. Let me get the poster out because I don't want to miss. I don't want to say somebody's name wrong. Give me just a second.
1001, 1002.
Anyway, there's a website, Debatable Bourbon and Moonshine Festival, and it's got all the special guests that are going to be on there, be here for the festival, all the food vendors, craft vendors, the entertainment, the lineup for it, all of that is on the website too, so people can look that up on the link on the website.
We're having a car show also this year.
Yeah, that's new to the festival this year. Tell me a little bit about that, Donnie, while I'm looking.
That's all I know about.
Oh my God. Okay, so new to the festival this year is the Debatable Bourbon Moonshine Classic Car Show and Truck Show. And we
that's right. That's Saturday, right?
That's going to be Saturday, too. Registration for it starts at 9 o'clock, and we're going to line all the bikes that the Hillbilly Bike Fest is part of the festival and has been since we started. It's a fundraiser for the local Shrine Club, so Shiners for Shriners. And we do a charity ride on the Ride the River Dragon during the festival at 3 o'clock. So the bikes are going to be lined up on one side of the street and the cars are going to be lined up on the other side of the street. So hopefully that's a good addition and brings more people. I can't find my poster.
There was some laying over there.
Well, I got some out in the car. Oh, here we go. All right, here we go. So Blake is the headliner at 7 o'clock, and we have Shelby Davis that kicks the day off. Sturgeon Creek is the local bluegrass band. Next phase is a country music band from Irvine. Oh, and Tina Taylor and the Ramblin' Gypsies. She's just done a show at one of our cruisins that we have. Mm-hmm. And she has a hell of a voice. Man, she can sing. She's
like Janis Joplin.
She is Janis
Joplin. Really?
Yes, man. I'm telling you.
What time is that going to start?
Yeah.
What time is that one going to be? Janis Joplin girl, whatever. What was her name?
Tina Taylor.
She's playing around 1 o'clock.
She ever sing Summertime? That's my favorite.
I don't know for sure.
Man, that's my favorite Janis Joplin song.
Old Pappy G needs to daggone fix you where we can see his pretty little face. He's...
Oh, that's good enough out there.
Well, yeah.
Then we have another local band called Harry and the Hoe Handlers. He does like outlaw country and southern rock. They're really good. And then Lowdown Revival is that other bluegrass band. They played at the Hillbilly Jam. They weren't actually on the stage for the Winter Jam, but they played out in the lobby when the party was kind of over, and everybody loved them.
That's my favorite.
I remember them. Remember that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're coming, and they're playing right before Blake does. So,
well, that sounds like a heck of a good lineup.
Yeah.
So the music all day is on our town square stage, the new park that we have in town, and it's free. You know, people can come and listen to the music and not have to pay a thing.
Good deal. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah.
So we'll have a bunch of people up there. I mean, we'll have steel builders up there. You know, I keep saying we like I'm involved. I'm sorry. I just throwing that out there. You know. Oh hell no, George.
Oh Lord, what was that?
Other. Yeah, I remember that.
Get $2 out.
Hey, Tom, we will gladly add you to the festival committee. We are looking for volunteers.
So. Oh, yeah. Can I do it via, like, Zoom calls so I ain't got to drive up there to just to be a part of it, you know? But, I mean, we'll have...
You are now officially added.
As you shall receive.
Thanks for speaking up.
Oh, no. I'll be more than happy to help any way I can. That's for sure, though.
We appreciate that.
Let's see. Well, I know. If you're running around with Donnie, I know you need help. So I'm just saying.
Like I said, I'm just around for looks. I don't know what you think about either.
they don't allow us to add nothing up. That's what I tell everybody. I can only add to 10 and a half, and that's with both hands in my pockets.
I'm not allowed to touch the money or anything.
Oh, no. Let's see. Did James Hatfield respond on anything? I'm just asking since he moved up that way. I ain't talked to him in a long time.
He's been working out with us, but I don't know. I don't think he's coming to the festival. I haven't talked to him.
I saw he just posted on his Facebook he was going to be in Kentucky for a couple of days before he headed back out west.
What's he doing out there? Do y'all know?
I don't know. I think they run some kind of communication wire, I'm thinking, but I'm not for sure about that.
Huh. Well.
But he only lives like 45 minutes from here.
Yeah. George says, I just got on there to throw out a little nudity. just trying to bring a few more viewers in for his double piercing.
Yeah.
Dude, when that night when he said, oh, I went and got my nipple pierced, I'm like, oh, hell no. He's like, well, I got the other done. I'm like, oh, hell no.
I'm down there and watch it. No way I do that. No way.
Yeah. I mean, you was the one that come up to me. You was like, man, you ain't going to believe this. I'm like, no. No. He's like, hell yeah. Thing. Just pulled it over. And I'm like, no. 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 Nope.
I think he's in misery there for a day or two.
Hell, no.
I think he had to wind up taking cuffs and put them underneath his shirt to wear around where the overalls wasn't touching.
We need to get him some man pasties like him.
Yeah,
it was pastels hanging off the end of.
I heard once you get your nipple pierced, they're always hard for the rest of your life. Like, even if you take them out, your nipples never stop being hard.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't.
I don't know. We can ask him. He's right there. Come on. Get in here, Georgie, and tell us some more about your pierced hard erect nipples.
Look, of course you did, Damon. Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also got a Insane Clown Posse tattoo and everything. Don't let that cute little damn gray beard and everything fool you. Don't do that. Nuh-uh. Who is Pappy G? That's George Rose. He's got a licensed bottle, a good friend of ours. How long has he had that bottle out? It's been a while.
Yeah, 3-4 years, I guess.
Yeah.
It's related to some roses. They're from Tennessee.
Hmm. What'd you say?
Some good. I said I'm related to some roses. His last name's Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some roses. I'm related to by marriage.
Well, you and George may be related.
Yeah.
Golly, bum. I don't know if I can handle both of them some bitches at one time, then. Yeah, I'm telling you. Maybe we can get y'all's family tree together. Because it probably ain't got many forks in it for y'all to find out who you're related to.
Well, if Junebug, that was the name. Old Uncle Junebug and Aunt Faye. They don't passed away, but they don't have normal names, man. Nobody in my family got normal names.
I could see that. It's no longer what? What's no longer at Neely's?
George's
bottle? Is that what he's asking? I don't know what Mike's asking. Anyway. All right. So in that last 7, 8, 9, then everybody can come clean up on Sunday morning and get out of there? Or do we need to clean it up Saturday night?
Saturday night. We got to open the streets back up Saturday night.
Oh, church for Sunday morning and everything?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to make sure that if I need to pass anything on, I'll do my best to help you out, considering I just got invited to be on the committee.
Head of the committee.
I'm as a president of the foundation now. It's going.
I'm telling you. I mean, I run this thing. Just letting y'all know.
Tom Crane runs shit now. He's running the show now.
I just really wanted to be a part of it. Now I am the part that y'all need to be a part of.
He's the authority.
I'm the authority. Don't be messing my authority. I'll tell you, get your canopy and get off my street. That's what I'll tell him. I'm telling you. Ginger's just don't over her head, Donnie. She's just
let him drive a golf cart. Don't let him drive a golf cart. I'm telling you. Why?
Come on.
Because he'll be really running shit then. Be fucking barking orders to people, all kinds of shit. Don't let him drive a golf cart.
I need me one of them lanyards around that just says my name on it. That way I can just flash at somebody when I get up to people like that. Yeah. Who are you?
That on top.
That's right. That's speaking of OG Pappy. Hey, George, how long's your bottle been on it? You need to unmute yourself. There you go. How long have you been on the shelf?
2 years.
2 years? Okay. I thought it was longer than that, though, but anyway. Can we still find it up in Kentucky, or you moved out into any other states?
No, you can get it in Kentucky here local.
Donnie's is longer than yours. Look, Donnie's is longer than yours. Hey, Donnie, you going to have your damn shoes that George got you?
Yeah.
Man, that's cool.
We took them to a show this weekend over at Natural Bridge.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hey, Phil, old George right there, I think, I don't know if anybody else is involved in it, but George got him a pair of black, like, leather shoes, you know, and they got the cow hoof prints on them, like the old Prohibition moonshiners, you know, when they walk through, it looks like cow prints. Yeah, they're badass.
George made them.
Oh, did you make them, George?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, that's awesome.
I bet you could sell some of them at the damn festivals.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah, but then everybody would have
them. Yeah. Well, damn, yeah. Over at Popcorn, there wasn't a lot of cow toes, but I seen a lot of camel toes walking around.
I never pass up a good camel toe.
Never pass up a good camel toe joke. Never. One of them looked like she had a moose knuckle. It went beyond all the camels. You know?
They need loving too.
Oh, yeah. Her and George get hooked up and get her damn nipple rings tied together, and boy, they get inseparable. Get the cutting torch out and get them apart.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, mercy. George, you going to be down there this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he'd be the first one here nice and late.
Probably.
We'll be down there. Let's see. We'll probably leave Friday sometime. It's three and a half hours, something like that. We'll get up there.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What else we got going on? So, we got the bike show and the car show.
Yeah.
Saturday. Got all them food vendors, all that good stuff going on. Yeah, we got Moonshiner showing up, either on the show, off show, not on the show, whatever. And then we got Steel Builders coming. Like I said, we got the car show and the bike show. Man, it should be pretty good.
Yeah. And I think she's going to give out some kind of Moonshiner award, Legend Awards or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do some Moonshiner Legacy Awards.
Oh, Legacy.
Well, what does that entail, Legacy Awards?
Been around for a long time, I guess.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
Sexy legs.
Yeah.
Oh, she does have a sexy leg thing going on, George. You need to get in on that.
Yeah. I'm the official announcer.
Yeah. George is going to lead the panel discussions and the Ask a Moonshiner segment.
What about the sexiest legs competition?
I do it too. I don't care.
Yeah, there you go.
I probably got the lightest ones.
Oh, there ain't no doubt in my mind.
You got brand new skin.
Did y'all know it takes almost a full year to grow back four layers of skin? Now. Oh. George, I'll get up there and help you do anything. If you need anything, just holler at us. We'll all be there. And, Trace, seriously, if y'all need some help, just y'all got my number. Call me. We'll do anything. I don't care. We'll help out any way we can. Run, go to the store, whatever you need done.
Yeah, I think we probably could use some help Saturday morning for the car show. When the car show people start coming in,
right,
just direct them to where Geneva and registration is. So, basically, okay, it'd be pretty easy. Just kind of stand down there and point people in the right direction on up the street. So.
Okay. I can do that.
She's been trying to sucker somebody into that for the last 4 weeks.
I will get me a chair. I don't care. I'm good at pointing. So
that's all it'll be. Just that's it. Pointing.
I get my bib overalls and put me some straw in there, and I look like a damn scarecrow up there.
And they get him like one of them yellow vests and some of them airplane lights.
That's right.
Do it. I got some green vests. So how about that? I'll bring you a green vest.
That'll work. Whatever you need me to do.
That feller with the General Lee, he's going to be there, ain't he?
No, Stevie can't make it this year.
We're working on another local guy that has a General Lee, so we're working on getting another one to come.
Is that what's his name? Koch, what's his name? I can't remember his daggone last name.
Who?
That's got a General Lee.
Oh, that Kenneth probably. Mm-mm.
You talking about Steve Barker, or who are you talking about?
No, the other guy.
Kenneth Mann, everybody say his name. He's got the whole collection. He's got Daisy's Jeep and Roscoe's police car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's got oh, hell. He's got the 18 van. Isn't that him?
No. What's his name? I can't say his name.
Kenneth Mahan?
Kenneth Mahan. I think so.
Hey,
but he's got it all.
Did Uncle Jesse and Roscoe come with what's his name at the Maggie Valley? Were they all together, or were they just
They came up here. Was it last year? Year four together. All of them did.
Hell yeah, that was cool as hell.
And Boss Hog came.
I got a picture. I didn't see Boss Hog there, but I seen Uncle Jesse and Roscoe at the Maggie Valley last year.
Yeah, I think the guy that plays Boss Hog's been sick. He's got something going on with him.
I was talking about Pete. Pete Kochus or whatever his name is.
Yeah, oh.
He's got a General Lee. I don't know where he's from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Trying to see, but yeah, he's got a General Lee. That's the same one I'm talking about. He's got the 18 van and some other stuff.
I've seen the van.
Donnie's got a cardboard General Lee.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to that. I got it somewhere. You should have seen the video on that.
The cardboard General Lee?
Yeah, I jumped it and everything. You sure?
That's awesome.
I'm sure we're still around somewhere.
You gonna bring your old truck now?
I don't know. It's gonna be so hot. I don't know. Depends on what I feel like, I guess.
I don't know. I would drive your old Toyota truck down, but somebody stole it from me. I'm not saying any names. But his initials are big.
Some little short bastard got it.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted that truck.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, he offered it to me. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, you know, I bought that from Donnie. I was like, well, you're an asshole. I've seen that in most love, though. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I'll sell it to you. I said, what do you want for it? And he told me what I want for it, and I had to go see if I could get a damn loan on half a kidney. Get you some of that shit, Donnie. Oh, wait. That damn menthol nasal spray. If it don't cure it, it'll kill it, I guarantee you.
Yeah. I need something. I don't know what.
I tell you, just it's been worse and worse for me. I'm like you.
That nasal spray's addictive, bro.
It ain't. I only use it 9 times a day. They said if I used it more than 10, it was addictive.
They say it's more addictive than crack, man.
It is, man. They literally say don't use it more than 3 days. I can't help it, man. I'll
be turning tricks for a squirt. Like, let me get a squirt. I'll do anything. Anything.
I'm looking at Ginger, see if I can pimp her ass out.
Hey, I seen these. I was watching, like, scrolling through some videos, you know, on TikTok. I seen this one where these people were going to court. You know how when you put a drop of Visine in somebody's drink, it gives them diarrhea? Well, these people were doing it to people, and they were dying. Like, they died. Oh, they were on trial for murder, bro, for giving people Visine drops. I was like, damn, you could kill somebody with a bottle of Visine? It's crazy.
Yep. I'm glad red number 5 or whatever won't kill you, because I tell you what, I had a buddy of mine down there at the deer camp. We was squirting his damn beer bottle. He'd have that thing. We'd reach over and squirt that red number dye in there, just squirt it in there. He'd just turn that old Budweiser up, drink it, you know, back in the day. And
He'd get him another one. I bet you we went through two bottles of that little bitty shit right there. And we couldn't find him the next morning. That old boy got up and peed in the middle of the night, thought he was pissing blood, dude. That was how bad it was. He took himself all the way down, like an hour and a half to the hospital. And they're like, no, no, you ain't died, but your insides have been dyed. I mean, like they said, he pissed pink and shit for an orange for like 2 months.
Oh, Lord.
It was bad. Yeah, it wouldn't clean out.
And every time I drink a blue Gatorade, I poop green turds.
Yeah.
I from Sonic to do it too. You need Fruity Pebbles that do that too.
You eat enough. I eat a whole box of them fucking Fruity Pebbles though. I ain't even kidding, man. I eat a whole fucking box.
I'm on a fruit killer, I reckon. What'd you say, Donnie?
Cereal killer.
Yeah.
Take the whole box one time.
Oh. Check your drinks if damn feels around. I will.
Yeah.
But what's it mean, check your drinks if you're around Tom? I didn't say a damn thing. Oh, wait, yeah, I did. I'm talking about the red dye. I wasn't. I just make you piss orange, feel it, kill you with a damn bottle of Visine.
Now, I thought somebody got me not too long ago because, man, I drank this random bottle of water because if I see a bottle of water sitting there, I'm like, somebody's wasting that. I'll drink that shit. Man, I drank a bottle of water and I could have shit through a damn screen, a window screen, bro. It was fucking bad. And I was like, somebody set me up with a drop of Visine. But last night I was watching and I was like, these chicks are going to prison for murder. This one lady killed her husband. She was like, I was just trying to make him uncomfortable. I don't like him, but I didn't want to kill him. What? This other chick killed her best friend. She was like, I was just trying to give her the shits. I didn't know it'd kill her. But that's crazy.
Lord.
I ain't got none of that shit around my house now after that.
No.
I just run around with red eyes. I don't give a shit.
I guess red eyes is better than a red butt.
Yeah. Red eyes is a whole lot better than baboon ass any day. Any day.
That's cool. Is that one of your grandkids' toys?
It is. Look, I don't know if I like that one or the other one. Hey, what if I put little damn little stand little silver things in there, look like George's titties.
Y'all just
where'd Granny go?
I don't know. Granny.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'll be there. I had to answer Deidre.
Oh, she had to answer a call. She said she'd be back in a minute.
Oh, that's fine.
She's burning some toast.
She's in there looking for Visine, right?
You in for it? I just gave everybody's wife a way to kill her old man on here. We're all going to die now.
Don't
boys.
Mention that tomorrow.
What's right. I need to know about some Visine?
No, nothing. We was just talking. No, nothing.
Check the red up, guys.
Yeah. Go look at Granny's purse. There's four big old things full of Visine in it. You know, yeah. Donnie, y'all humped over in the porta potty.
Yeah.
Oh mercy! Oh, all right, so y'all let's see, what y'all doing? Any other festivals or anything? Are y'all just coming to Hillbilly Jam or what?
Yeah, we be at Hillbilly Jam. Then we go to one in Mount Airy, North Carolina, too, in September.
Is that you guys set up a tent at the jam?
What was that?
Yeah, we're going to set up
a tent. Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's a new festival that we're going to do this year that we haven't done before, that Farm to Bottle Festival in Ohio.
I'll be there.
September 19th, yep. I think.
I don't know.
Yep.
It's going to be fun. We have a good time at that Farm to Bottle.
Yeah.
You guys will like it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you come, you might want to stay in the campgrounds. I don't know where you guys are staying, but if you stay in the campgrounds, you'll have a lot more fun. Even if you got to like rent a camper from somebody, it's a good time in the campgrounds. It's cool as hell.
That's good.
Because the campgrounds is right there. It's on the, you know, it's just a bunch of grass. You camp right here by where you're set up and shit. Are you going to be inside the building in the air conditioning?
That I don't know.
I didn't know nothing about it.
I'll get you in there if you want. I'll tell Dan to get you guys in the building.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do. Yeah, we're going to do Dan and the farm to bottle table. You know, we're going to do that little podcast thing with him too, and Becky, and you know, we're just trying to promote everybody's festivals this year.
Oh yeah,
giving something back to help y'all because y'all do so much to help us. I guess that's the way you try to say it.
We used to go somewhere every weekend, but we just got so much going on, we don't have time.
Being a part of the Moonshine Trail, you know, we have to be open certain hours. It takes so many days a week.
Takes up all of our time.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
The baby.
That's Popcorn Jr.
Got his hair spiked.
He's got a mohawk.
I had him in the swimming pool earlier. He was having a blast.
Oh, I'm saying.
Hey, him and Popcorn have the same birthday.
Really?
Oh.
Yep.
That's cool.
It wasn't planned either. It's just coincidence.
All right.
So we're gonna call him Popcorn for the rest of his life.
All right. I already got a nickname.
He's ready to make some liquor.
Yeah.
And seen his hands on some mash paddles here and there. I've seen it. Oh, mercy. Let's see. So that's the only thing. So y'all going to Farm to Bottle and then to Summer Jam.
Yeah. And Mount Airy.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to look and see when that one was.
I think it's the weekend before the Farm to Bottle.
It's 14th or 15th or something in September because that's when my birthday is.
Yeah, I think it's the weekend before the Farm to Bottle.
I don't have that one on my list.
The same time.
Yeah, I don't have that on my list, so I need to. I definitely need to put that on here. See, then they got that Prohibition. Oh, that Mount Airy one. That's like that's Andy Griffith stuff.
That's his hometown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mayberry thing.
Yeah.
Rancers reunion. Let me go.
Yeah.
And then
they have a NASCAR Wall of Fame in town there and a Moonshiners Wall of Fame.
Nice.
And they put my name on that wall 3 years ago. I'm right beside Junior Johnson's name.
Dang.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's badass. They
gave me a big flag and award and all this.
Shoot, yeah.
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to just go over just because of the Andy Griffith stuff. You know what I mean? I like to see all that.
Yeah, the whole town is Mabry themed. All the stores got some connection. They have the old police cars that they do tours in, and they take you around in the old police cars and tour the whole town.
That's cool. That was a staple at my house growing up. We had to watch
Andy Griffith. I watched it every night and still.
Oh. When they had a damn like a Monopoly game, you know, the Andy Griffith like board game, you know.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Man, it was a toss up on who got to end up fighting at my table because I mean we know it. I mean, you know, on the two doors out front, which one said Justice of Peace, which one said Sheriff on it, then how many guns were in the gun rack, just stuff like that. Oh, shit. I mean, me and my sister's mom and dad, we knew all those answers. Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Do you know who actually threw the rock in the opening of the story?
It wasn't Opie because he wasn't big enough to throw it. One of the producers threw it.
Yep.
Yeah, because Opie, when he first started, old Ron Howard was what?
He was
five?
Middle. Yeah,
six, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know how old he was, but he was really young.
Hey, Chunk wants some damn Roblox money. Talk to him.
Want what?
That boy right there on it feels he wants Roblox money. I know what he wants. Phil's got it on mute. I know what he wants. It's the same thing my grandson wants every time he comes in here. Food or money to play something on that game. That's all he wants.
That's true.
Is that what he wants? Roblox money or Funyun money? That's what he wanted the other night.
He wouldn't tell me. He wants to know when I'll be done so he could ask me.
Oh. Well, we'll just stay on here for about 3 hours. Maybe he'll get sleepy, you know.
Big bedtime in a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all ever see the first couple of episodes of Andy Griffith when Andy was trying to be funny?
Yeah.
And then they decided it just wasn't going to work and he needed to be serious.
Yeah. That's why they brought
Barney. I don't remember. It's been so long.
Y'all did know that they didn't say it anymore after that, but did you know that Andy and Barney, they claimed to be cousins in one of the very first episodes?
Yeah.
You know, when he got that job, he said, I promise I won't let you down, cousin Andy. You remember, you know?
Yeah.
And they never mentioned it again after that. So...
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Damn.
I can't think of her name now, Barney's girlfriend.
Thelma Lou.
Yeah. She lived there in Mount Airy. She died about 2 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't know she lived in Mount Airy, though.
Yeah, she lived there.
Well, that's good.
The Mount Airy Festival is September the 14th.
All right. Hey, Teresa, do you know who puts that on? The people put it on for them.
Bill Blair is on us over it.
Okay. Well, I may get with you before then and get his information, and me and Phil will get him on here. You know what I mean?
His dad was a NASCAR driver. He won Daytona 1 year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think everybody over has drove a NASCAR, though, at least once in their life.
Yeah. They have a lot of old race cars come, you know, they have them on display there. It's a really neat place.
I lived over in Greensboro for a long time and I never went up by there. You know, it wasn't that far, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I should have rode over that way, just never did for years. Should have took Dad while he was still alive down there is what I should have done.
Yeah, they have a lot of the old NASCAR drivers come to it and they have a meet and greet.
That's cool. Them.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think it was Dave Marcus that was there last year and ambulance had to come and get him.
Who was it?
Dave Marcus, I think. So it was. But they got sick.
Dang.
Bobby and Donnie Allison, they're normally there. I mean, there's a lot of the older drivers that's there.
Is Bill Elliott still alive?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, he lives in Dawsonville. Hey, we went there last year, too, to that festival.
That's cool. Awesome, yeah, Bill from Dawsonville.
Yeah. I like going down there.
Okay, Teresa, so set up on Friday. Gates open at what time Saturday morning? 9?
10 o'clock is
10 the o'clock.
Festival. Yep.
10 o'clock. Okay.
We can come earlier and set up, you know.
Yeah, the car show registration starts at 9.
Okay.
Me so and Donnie be drunk by 8:30.
Yeah. Probably still drunk from the night before.
I don't even think about it. But anyway, so that's what we'll car registration, everything else is 9 o'clock and the gates open for the festival at 10. And it'll probably be over somewhere around 10 o'clock Saturday night.
10 to 10.
10 to 10. All right.
10, that's fertilizer.
It is. Works good on grapevines. Anyway, okay. Well, is there anything else y'all want to talk about? Anything else we didn't cover?
I I don't know. I'm just here.
Yeah, he's just here for the looks, you know.
I'm barely here.
Just here. Okay. Well, we've been on here about an hour.
You guys are
minutes. So, is there any, I mean, if there ain't nothing else we'll talk about, we'll go ahead and end it.
We'll talk and, about anything. It don't matter to me.
I heard that.
If you guys are watching this, head on down to Beattyville and have a good time. Check out that festival. There's going to be lots of stuff, lots of people, and lots of fun to be had.
Yes, Eric, yes, you can. Can you shut down mid-run and then reheat the next day? Yes, but make sure you bust the cap off that thing.
Be in for a surprise if you don't. Yep.
I mean, if it's the big still, you can. If it's a little still, it's not worth doing. Tell you no. That right now. If it's a under 15 gallons, it ain't worth doing. You might as well just sour mash it and fucking put some more liquor in it. To me, if it's under 15 gallons, it ain't really worth the trouble or the time, especially if you're heating up with gas, fire. But if it's a big still, hell yeah.
I mean, if it's, like you said, if it's just 10 gallons or whatever, I mean, what are you looking at? Another 45 minutes total? You know what I mean? Just to go ahead and run the rest of it off? I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, it's a some bitch sometimes heating up. I did that with a keg still once. And I was like, man, I got to rerun this tomorrow, the rest of it. And it wasn't worth the next day being hot and waiting on it and. It was a son bitch.
Just bite the bullet and keep right on trucking.
Yeah.
All right. Let's cut this thing, Phil, and see what we can do about going to the next one.
Hell yeah.
Thank you all.
Well, thanks for being on. This was awesome. And I'll be there next year. I ain't going to make it this year because I already have some stuff, but it was cool talking to you guys. And I'll definitely see you at Maggie Valley and Farm to Bottle. And if you need, I'll holler at Dan and I'll get you guys in the inside building. You can put your tent on the inside and it's air conditioned in there and you can come and go. And if you need a camping spot, I can get you a camping spot too.
That sounds great. Thank you.
It was awesome having you guys on. We appreciate it.
Maybe I'll feel better next time and I can tell you a bunch of stories.
Yeah. Every Friday night, come on in.
Yeah, Donnie, now that you got this on your daggone phone, every Friday night, I'll send you the link, man. You can get them. We talk everything from moonshining to prostitution, dude. It's crazy. Right. So, yeah.
I've been there, done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I used to be a prostitute.
Yeah.
I was prettier back in the day.
That was back in his younger days, you know. He was a lot prettier. Yeah. Didn't have as many whiskers, you know. He's like, all right, we're gonna cut this thing, Donnie. We appreciate you. So
no,
we're just glad y'all come on. So if you need anything, y'all holler at us, okay?
Okay.
Hell yeah. See y'all later.
Hey, Randy's gonna take pictures.
Of course, he's got proof now.
That's right.
What are you doing?
We'll see.